So the games industry is the biggest entertainment industry in the world. We're actually bigger than film. So when you go and look at all those Marvel movies and everything that, you know, all these massive films that come out and make just a huge amount of money, it's ignoring the fact that there are big games that are making even more money than those are. And in comparison to a film, like, engagement is kind of a massive thing with video games, right? You buy a video game, it has a nice long tail, you can keep on making sales on that thing, whereas film has like this massive burst of sales, you know, people going and actually seeing it at cinemas, and then they may not actually follow up. They might, you know, watch it on Netflix if it comes available or whatever later on. And then as far as like our local industry goes, it's jobs, right? Like, we have so many talented people. I teach, and so there's so many amazing students that are coming out of these games courses that by the time they actually get out the other end, they don't really have much in the way of options for work. They're basically entering into a gig economy where they have to actually go and get contracts. So by having that government funding, we're able to actually establish studios. And once those studios are established and releasing games, and they're able to pay people to actually make those things, we're then looking at a situation where they're going out to public, they're releasing their things, they're seeing success out of that, and they can continue running.
Can you tell me about your decision to stay in Perth as a game developer?
Yeah, Perth's great. So for me, like, my family's here, and we've got such a robust and just incredible community. Like, we're really, really tight-knit, super strong community. And it's this whole feeling of kind of being an underdog, you know? Like, you fly over to Melbourne and you see all these super strong, well-known game development studios over in Melbourne. And then you see what we have in Perth, and it's like, we can do that too. For me, it was very much like, I want to see Perth get to the point Melbourne's at. And we're not going to get there unless we stay in Perth.
Matt, can you take us inside a game studio? What does it actually look like? Is it just someone in their study at home in the suburban Perth, or is it in the city? What does it look like? What does a job in game development look like in Perth?
A bit of both, honestly. So we've got a couple of really, really awesome studios here in Perth that have their own actual location that they operate out of. Quite a few of them will actually rent a house, and they will treat that house as their office space. So they'll basically turn like, okay, so all the bedrooms are separate offices and everything like that. But most game developers that you'll find in Perth are definitely that. I'm working out of my home, out of my bedroom. In my case, it's actually out of my bedroom. And, you know, they've got a distributed team. So they're working with people that might be north of the river and they're down south. Or they might be interstate. One of the people on my team is actually over in Adelaide. Over in Melbourne, though, their government funding has actually allowed for them a space called The Arcade, which is a co-working space. So they can actually pay a much smaller amount to actually have a room in a larger building that's filled with game developers. And that's a scenario that we would love to actually build ourselves up to here in Perth, where we can actually have a similar space.
And why is something like that something that you're striving for, something you'd want to see here in Perth?
Because then you have all that talent and all those skills in one place, right? And so I might be working on my game and going, oh, geez, I don't know how to do this. But the guy in the room next to me does know how to do that. And so you end out, you know, actually going and just knocking on their door saying, hey, I know you did this thing, so how did you achieve it? And just being able to pull them in and sit down and work that out, in comparison to just kind of being on your own and feeling really, really isolated.
Matt, you say game development is a bigger industry. It's worth more than film. How much interest are you noticing as a teacher and someone obviously really involved in the industry in Perth? How much interest are you seeing from younger generations in pursuing this as a career?
So much interest. Even when I actually first started studying, there was something like 70 students that all went into these TAFE courses around the same time. And the big thing, I think, for anybody listening, right, like, everybody loves playing games. If you don't play games, you should, because they're fun. But children and teenagers, like, they will especially love it, right? Like, they'll be like, oh, well, I love playing this game, so clearly I'll enjoy making them. And I think that for a lot of those people, they'll actually sit down and game developers have an issue where they don't talk enough about how they actually make things. You see a lot of behind the scenes of film sets and that sort of thing, so you can actually see how they do stuff. But for games, it's a bit more vague. And so I think a lot of these kids are actually entering in and going, oh, I love playing games, so I'll enjoy making them, and then seeing just how complex it is and immediately getting scared off, right? Because it is hard work. And that's kind of underestimated, I think, by a lot of the general public. But the interest is there. There's a ton of it. And in terms of my students, like, some of them are doing stuff that I'm like, I have no idea how they did that. I just certainly didn't teach them that. And it's just different areas of expertise coming out of things that, you know, There's so much talent in WA, so much.